ABC Radio Australia.
Soccer in Micronesia is building to be the mouse that roared with Nauru, keen to field an international team before the end of the year, and American Samoa out to write the next chapter of their story, as featured in the documentary Next Goal Wins, and now the movie with the same name. And in Marshall Islands, they are making step-by-step progress as they look to shed the title of the last nation on earth without an international team. At the helm is their English technical advisor, Lloyd Hours, who made his first visit to the Marshalls a few months ago. And more recently, it was in the US state of Arkansas, home to many expat Marshallese on the lookout for talent. So how are things going now, and how close is the fledgling football fraternity in the Marshalls to achieving their dream? Lloyd Hours joins us on the line from the UK. Lloyd, good evening to you over there. Thanks very much indeed for joining us on Pacific Beat.
No, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So how are things going? I gather it's getting a little sticky at the moment because of that old problem in sport finance.
Yeah, it is. It's always the same one. It's an ongoing situation, but we're fortunate that we are supported quite well in terms of the interest behind it, and people do still want to reach out. It's just a case of wanting to find those ones that can help us reach it even further.
Now, we were talking on the programme last week to Dave Jones, a fellow Englishman and the new coach of the American Samoan team, and he was telling us that there is a chance that they could play Marshall Islands later in the year if things go to plan. That's the hope. It could be them, it could be Nauru, it could be both.
Yeah, I was actually speaking to Dave about it, and obviously the success that he's had with American Samoa, especially in the under-19s tournament recently. Definitely plans there. It's same again, actually. We're just coming back to that finance aspect of making it happen. But yeah, there's definitely interest in around making something happen with them. Whether that was a three-way tournament with Nauru as well, or whether it was just a one-off standalone fixture. But yeah, definitely plans that we would like to explore in the future with it.
And bigger plans to form essentially a Micronesian football union, as it were, bringing in all the teams from around the region, and Kiribati and Tuvalu would also be included, Federated States of Micronesia. All in all, regardless of the obstacles, I mean, what this tells me is that there's a real movement now in Micronesia to give these little countries a chance to contribute to the world of football in a bigger way than perhaps they have in the past.
Definitely. I think the original goal when we started in January 23 was to just see what we could do on the platform for the Marshall Islands, and then hopefully that would inspire other regions to take an interest in doing the same thing. And what that then does is obviously creates more of a pool of players for everyone, but also more awareness around the world for those nations, but also then more fixture opportunities. And yeah, like you said, the Micronesian Football Union is forming. It's, I believe, Nauru, Kiribati, FSM, Marshall Islands, and one more. I think actually Tuvalu could be the one. But yeah, we've just got plans for fixtures. We're talking about futsal opportunities for every nation in a tournament. And hopefully just that united front can hope to grow the game even further.
Now, key to success in the Marshalls, clearly, finance very important, but also you need players. And you've been in Arkansas quite recently. I mean, what did you find in Arkansas? Did you find some talent there? I believe that was the case, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. So we knew it was happening. It was obviously a massive thing for us to be able to go there because of the amount of Marshallese around the area in general. We were fortunate enough to connect with Marshallese people from around the states in general. And some of them were female players who were playing high school, college, have played college previously. And what we ended up doing was having a women's camp based there. So we had a women's national futsal camp based in Arkansas. We had open sessions for men to attend at their side of it as well. And then we also held consulate meetings to help to discover how we could help grow the game in the area for Marshallese specific sessions. What that looks like, we're still to work out, but the aim is to get more kids playing in schools and in club settings that are Marshallese only. But yeah, we did really, really well in terms of finding more players. It spiraled onto more awareness since then, in terms of, especially on the female side. And that's something we want to explore as well, a female fixture for those girls that we managed to get to the first camp.
So In terms of what's happening back in the Marshalls, I mean, when you went over there last year, I mean, you're really starting from the ground up. I mean, are there leagues starting to form? Are there regular training sessions happening? And if so, what sort of players are involved?
So I think the last time we spoke, I can't remember if it was before or after the visit. I know that when we went out into that visit, it was, like you said, zero, you know, zero activity starting from the ground up. We now have 3 kids sessions per week, 3 adult sessions per week. We have activity in schools. We also have the coaches that undertook the coach education courses are now delivering sessions. And in January this year, we held the RATAC Cup, which is was the first official national futsal tournament. And that was for the adult section. And we also had a youth section as well for that. So we've got regular activity. We want to have it so that it's an annual activity in terms of the tournament. We would like to have more as it goes, so 2 or 3 per year. But after the Micronesian Games this June, we are then able to use the 11-a-side National Stadium for grass games as well, which obviously then leads to 11v11. So then the game starts to open out even more, specifically in Majuro.
Yeah, the sad thing is that the new stadium has been built, the Micronesian Games will be held, but football's not part of it.
No, I know. It's something that, to be honest, we were talking about the Micronesian Football Union, and it's something that they were campaigning for, even if it was futsal, but campaigning to get some variation of the sport onto the listings. But unfortunately, it's not going to be done this time, but it is something that they're pushing for the next one.
And from your point of view, do you have plans to visit the Marshall Islands again quite soon? Because it must be quite difficult doing what you're doing as technical advisor, but doing it from long range.
It sounds like it would be more difficult than it is in terms of the logistics of it. I think for us, it's great that we've got a committed group that are doing it. We're really fortunate that there is a guy that's now one of the PE teachers working in the schools who has a football background. He's then delivering on kids sessions, adult sessions, and he's actually overseeing those and been a massive part of it. So speaking to him quite regularly has been a massive help. But also the fact now that all the sessions are based out of the same venue, whenever, regardless of when the sessions are, is also a logistical help as well. So it's actually not as difficult as it is. Yep, there are plans, obviously, to, you know, for someone to go back out. Justin, who's part of our sort of English trio that's running it, he was out in January. He oversaw the running of the RATAC Cup futsal tournaments. But yeah, we have plans for more sort of visits and activity over the next few months anyway.
And if all goes well, then it's Hawaii in August, isn't it? I mean, that's the plan, to have American Samoa, Nauru and yourselves.
That's the plan, yeah. So watch this space for that one.
It'll attract a lot of attention. I mean, the Marshall Islands story has gone around the world. American Samoa story has gone around the world. And Nauru's story is gaining traction. So get the three of you in Hawaii. You're guaranteed headlines, I think.
Exactly that. Yeah, you just got to keep pushing it. And hopefully we get some people interested in helping to make sure it can happen from that. Because Nauru are in a similar situation to us in terms of the awareness and the logistical issues of the financing from it. So hopefully it does, like you said, spark an interest for people, because it could be really, really good.